Club Hangover was the premier Dixieland jazz venue in San Francisco for over a decade, presenting such top-drawer talent as Jack Teagarden, Muggsy Spanier, Marty Marsala, and, heard during this hour, Earl Father Hines and Kid Ory. Hi, I'm Dave Radar. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm and Exploration of the Lore, Culture, and Personalities of Early Jazz, and an hour of music originally broadcast live from Club Hangover during the 1950s. Club Hangover was in the heart of San Francisco's hotel district, just a block from the Powell Street cable car line. The half-hour Saturday night broadcast promoting the venue went out to a large area on a clear channel station heard as far north as Canada. On-air host Bob Gerner was a KCBS staff announcer who had the foresight to make high-quality tapes of many shows. Years later, he made these recordings available to Jazz Rhythm, like this appearance by Kid Ory. A Louisiana-born Creole, Kid Ory was one of the definitive New Orleans tailgate trombonists. He became very well known during the 1940s New Orleans jazz revival, especially on the West Coast, where his band was heard frequently on Orson Welles' radio series. At the time of these broadcasts, he also ran his own jazz club in San Francisco called On the Levee.
Kid Ory, back in town once again. This is opening week, as you know, for the gang here at Club Hangover, and I think we ought to reintroduce you to all the members of the organization and introduce you to a brand new one. So let's start off with some of the old timers here. Alvin Alcorn up here in front on trumpet. And over there on the other side of the stand, Don Ewell and his piano. Minor Am Hall, of course, on drums. Ed Garland on bass. I don't know how many years have you been playing that bass, Ed, man and boy. We better not go into that. 40 or 50? Or
69.
Will you try for 60? And we'd like to introduce you to the new member of the ensemble here, playing clarinet and, a little later in the broadcast, soprano saxophone, George Probert, brand new member of the Kid Ory Band. And, of course, heading it all up over there on that fine trombone, Kid Ory himself. You put them all together and you have coming up a tune like the Aunt Hager's Blues. So here it is, Kid Ory. We'll be right back. Get Ori and some of those famous Ann Hager's blues. We got lots of great tunes on the broadcast, lots of great tunes for the whole evening, as a matter of fact. Here's one of them, another great blues, Kid Ory and the Wolverine Blues.
We'll be right back.
Wolverine Blues, Kid Ory live at Club Hangover about 1955. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Each Saturday night show featured one of the intermission pianists heard at Club Hangover, like Tiny Crump, Fats Pichon, Joe Sullivan, Don Ewell, or this boogie-woogie keyboard master, Mead Lux Lewis.
Well, the whole gang's here. Club Hangover tonight. San Francisco's favorite intermission pianist being held over here, and of course that means Mead Lux Lewis. We're going to get it all on the broadcast tonight, as we usually do, so here he is right now. Mead, by the way, also has got some forthcoming LP records, as we told you last week in the broadcast. Norman Granz has him signed in the Clef label. He's already cut the sides, and when they're about due out, we'll let you know so you can dash down to your store and get yourself a copy or two. But right now, you've got him in person, and here he is, Mead Lux Lewis, and It's Only a Paper Moon. Mead Lux Lewis and Only a Paper Moon. I suppose all you Dixie devotees know this all too well, but you out there, some of you out there, may be strangers to these parts, so we'd like to remind you this sort of thing goes on down here every night of the week, Monday through Saturday. And this evening you have about, just a little shy of 3 hours more until 2 a.m. to hear this sort of thing. There's no door charge, no cover charge. We're on Bush Street just above Powell, and practically anybody around here can point out Club Hangover to you. And just as you go by, you won't have to look any further because you'll be able to hear coming right out the door sounds in the night like this. Here's a tune that Kid Ory wrote himself long back in 1927 for a very famous ballroom in Chicago, and he called it the Savoy Blues. Well, there's a real jazz classic, Kid Ory's own Savoy Blues.
Bits and pieces of these Club Hangover broadcasts have been issued on disc over the years. What you're hearing, though, is directly from the original master tapes recorded during the live broadcast hosted by the late Bob Gerner. Bob loved the excitement and energy of live jazz, and he wanted these wonderful performances to be heard again. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Now, these are mere excerpts, but more than 20 of the full half-hour broadcasts will soon be heard as part of the forthcoming Jazz Rhythm Streams, an online subscription audio service that will feature a full menu of Jazz Rhythm programs and rare gems such as 78s, interviews, and broadcasts like these. Details are available at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com, along with pictures, articles, sound clips, and links to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details online at MississippiRag.com. Now, just ahead, we'll be hearing Earl Father Hines on this first of two programs featuring rare live tapes of broadcasts from Club Hangover. And next time, Jack Teagarden and Muggsy Spanier. Mama's Gone Goodbye, Kid Ory and his band.